The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, John Cadell and Larissa Nolan are with us. I'm going to go through, you've already sending in loads of moon-related songs and space songs. I'm going to start telling you some of the ones you've sent in which haven't made the list. My Spaceman by The Byrds. We have, there's so many that are coming in here now. Spacewalk by Lemon Jelly. We have Moon Song by Fleetwood Mac. Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. Yeah. Oh, sorry, classic singing from the past. It is not good enough for you, is it not? No. The Space Race Is Over, Billy Bragg. Another oof.
Like, would these be the greatest moon songs ever?
Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's a great one. It's about eclipses, though, it's of the heart.
The moon. Jesus.
The Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're both getting an eye there.
That's a little bit old, okay. There are more of them coming in. Okay, give us your first one, Larissa.
Can I pick the first one is Space Oddity by David Bowie. We could pick a million songs about Bowie about space. But of course, Space Oddity is the one that was written for the moon landing. So I think that would be sure the first one.
Let's hear Space Oddity. Dare I say it, Larissa, a song that is truly atmospheric.
Absolutely. And also, you know, Bowie was always kind of ahead of, and if not on the zeitgeist, ahead of it. So that he released this song then, I think it's the day before or the day after, was it just the
day
before?
A few days before.
They stepped on the moon, Armstrong and Aldrin. So it was used also for the BBC's coverage of it, although he's pointing out that, you know, his Major Tom gets lost in space
stuck.
And it's not actually a really happy song at all. But I think Bowie was happy that it was used for it. And I think it's a song that we all associate with the moon landing.
And obviously it's the first of three Bowie songs to mention Major Tom. Second one being Ashes to Ashes. Third one.
Ashes to Ashes was a great track as well from the early 1980s.
Brilliant.
Anybody know the third one?
5 Years.
No.
No?
It's, in fairness,
when he comes back.
Neil Tennant sings it. It's the Pet Shop Boys remix of
Hello Space Boy. Of course it is. Absolutely. Yeah. But he talks about, is it 5 Years?
Can I just tell listeners, John Cadell is looking very smug now when he tells you that.
Pleased, very pleased with myself.
But what's the 5 Years connection? That's the world, that the apocalyptic world that it turned out to be. So they're all kind of, they all sort of seeg in there with Bowie. I love that.
Yeah. I will, you know.
You have another Bowie song though, that you want to nominate.
I do, yeah. Moon Age Daydream.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, No, you don't cut the solo. You don't cut the solo to turn the mics back on. No. Stop that now.
That's all we'd cut. Right,
that's it.
Well, I mean,
I explicitly said I wanted us to play the solo if we were playing Moon Age Daydream. That is Mick Ronson. And that actually, as far as I'm concerned, should soundtrack any space rocket taken off. That is the third greatest solo ever committed to tape.
And it also, I got it wrong. The 5 years is connected to this song. Yeah. He was talking about an apocalyptic world that he was going to save
that ends up to be
5 years. But you know what I love about that song? It's so sexy, that song. It's like one of the sexiest songs ever, I think. The way it starts off, you know, I'm an alligator. And it's just so forceful and brilliant. But that, you're right about that. That solo there is very spacey.
It takes off. It goes, that solo goes into space. And God bless.
Has to be one of the best Bowie songs ever, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Another listener says, what about Drunk on the Moon by Tom Waits?
Again.
Not making it. Harvest Moon by Neil Young, we haven't put in our list.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, there's just so many. Brilliant. There are so many when you look into it.
Well,
it's very hard
to nominate
get them all.
One because this I do remember very much from my own school days back in the late 1970s. And his listener says, 50s. Stuart Copeland drumming on a Saturn V rocket on the video for The Police, Walking on the Moon. Great album, Regatta de Blanc.
Yeah.
Possibly their best.
Yeah, and if, you know, I sort of, the problem I have with Sting is that I sort of judge The Police on current day Sting, which is not a good thing to do. Like, it shouldn't impact my enjoyment of The Police with his big smug head.
It shouldn't, but you have a really interesting fact about this, John. We shouldn't actually even be talking about it as a Moon song.
Well, no, because originally when he came up with the riff, and I only found this out today in preparation, apparently the original lyrics were Walking Round the Room.
Get away with that.
Yeah, because he got the bass line.
If you listen to all the rest of the lyrics, that couldn't be true. That's just, you've fallen for an internet myth.
No, that's definitely true. That fits for me, that
what
story.
What I'm saying is that they were stunt lyrics, much the same way that yesterday was scrambled eggs. You've missed my point, Matt. Listen more carefully.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Listeners, here's one. The Rising of the Moon by the Clancy Brothers was played in the cockpit of the Apollo moon mission, says a listener.
There's never a bad time to listen to the Clancy Brothers.
I wonder, is that in a factoid as well?
I don't think we have that. And I don't know whether it's true exactly.
It's a new section of the show called Fact or Factoid.
We also don't have Bad Moon Rising. But why were all these songs about the moon written in like the 60s and 70s?
I wonder why. What's the connection there?
Do you have anything more modern?
Yeah.
What is it?
Def Leppard, Rocket. We'll be right back.
Okay, but a Def Leppard rocket. Yeah. Others coming in for listeners. Clouds Across the Moon by the Ra Band.
Is that that one, When I Look at the Clouds Across the Moon, yeah, from the 80s? Yeah. But I don't think that was actually about being in on the moon, was it? Was it not about love or something?
He was off in a rocket and she was back on Earth and she missed him.
Well, that's okay. One of the first songs I ever remember.
Prodigy, Outer Space.
Out of Space, of course, yeah. Mm.
Babylon Zoo.
Terrible song.
So that was one of those one-hit wonders, wasn't it?
Everybody bought the single based on the bit that was in the ad, and then it turned into a completely different song sung by a chipmunk, and it was dreadful.
Okay, we have another one here. Dancing in the Moonlight by Thin Lizzy.
Dreadful movie. Or song. Terrible song. Yeah.
You've got to be kidding
Almost
me.
As bad as Sarah. The only two Lizzy songs I don't like.
I can't comment on that.
No, I don't like it.
Brilliant song. Great story behind it, says listener. Bruno Mars talking on the moon. That's a sort of a double Bruno Mars talking on the moon. Okay. And let me see. If we had dancing, another listener saying Wonderful Night for a Moon Dance, Van Morrison.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Lots of Irish bands.
One of his best.
Indeed.
We're a bit obsessed with the moon here in Ireland. What's your next pick, Larissa?
Something? I just want to say very quickly that I'd love to have picked all of the Pixies, because the Pixies and Frank Black solo, nearly all of their songs are about space, the moon, science fiction, UFOs, including songs like Planet of Sound and Space I Believe In and all those. So if you're into the moon, listen to the Pixies. However, I'm going to take a little bit of a curveball here and go for a female singer-songwriter, because women don't tend to write about the moon that much, I've discovered from my research.
Really?
But one of the... Yeah, there's not a whole lot of songs from women about the moon. B-52s and this singer, Cat Power, who has a song called The Moon.
Okay, that's Cat Power, The Moon. We're getting loads coming in. Don't forget The Moon is Puce by The Atrix. listeners suggesting Count On by Rush, which would be to me my least favourite track on the wonderful Signals album, which is why it's not on the list today. Cowboy Junkies, Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Duran Duran, New Moon on Monday.
Yes.
Forgot about that one.
We're getting inundated with moon songs. Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens.
Oh, I love that one.
A Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield.
You're right. Sleeping Satellite by Tasman Archer.
Yeah.
We have, let me see, Jamiroquai, Space Cowboy. Yeah. Bark of the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne. Gomez, Blue Moon Rising. Well, we're having loads of these ones. But you know what? By popular demand, I think the most popular one that people are looking for is from REM, Man on the Moon.
Oh, and just what you just makes you want to play the whole album, doesn't it?
Yeah, and in which, in fact, I did last week. I was listening to that whole album. It's brilliant. It's Automatic for the People. Yeah. One of it has to be probably, I think, their best album. But also that song. I mean, I know a minute ago I'm changing my mind all over the place here. I know a minute ago I was saying that Bowie's was the ultimate one, but kind of in ways that one is, because it's about everything. It's about he turns it on its head and he writes about that American surrealist entertainer Andy Kaufman. So he manages to get all the conspiracy theories of the moon landings in, and Elvis is dead conspiracy theories. And the best bit is when he does the impersonation of Andy Kaufman doing the impersonation of Elvis.
Yeah.
So it's just so clever and brilliant.
Yellow Moon by the Neville Brothers is suggested.
That is a great album and song. Yeah.
The Neville Brothers are magnificent. I was lucky enough to see them live in Chicago in the early 1990s.
Cool.
They were absolutely brilliant. Let me see. The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Of course, yeah.
Now, that's a terrible aberration that we forgot that, isn't it?
But you can't
That's
have
a great
everything.
Song.
You can't have everything.
It's just slipped my mind. There's so many of them.
My Star by Ian Brown.
True.
Have you got another one for us?
Let me see. Where's the one in my head? I don't have one right now. I have so much. B-52s, Planet Claire,
okay,
Channel
well, we
Z.
We need something that we actually have the music to that we're ready to run.
B-52s have done loads of songs about the moon and space.
Maybe I need to pick one out for us on next, because we've lots of people looking for Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon album. So let's have the closing moments of Eclipse. Pink Floyd there. Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There's a bathroom on the right, yeah.
Okay. Marquee Moon by Television.
Yeah. Album and song, both brilliant.
Moonchild by Rory Gallagher.
Moonchild by Iron Maiden, actually.
So Moonchild is an inspiration.
Yeah, Moonchild. Iron Maiden, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son.
Okay, we were talking about another couple off air there. What were they again?
What were we talking about? I can't remember. They keep coming in. Hawk Moon 269.
U2
from Rattlin' Home, which we were talking about last week. And John was telling me that it's not what I thought about all along. I thought it was about some sort of moon and planets, and you know, because often black holes are named after numbers.
No.
So no, it's not that
it's
at all.
It's a place
is it?
And a number of miles from where you two were to where Hawk Moon was on the road.
Ticket to the Moon by the ELO.
Yeah, sure. They love it. Sure, wasn't their whole logo was based around a spaceship?
Okay, the White Stripes, White Moon.
Yeah.
Okay, geez, we're getting those. There are loads and loads of songs with the moon that we had never even thought of. Joni Mitchell, Moon in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what the first moon song was ever, though. You know, back in the 50s, there was an awful lot of, during kind of 50s and early 60s, space race stuff. Because I was thinking maybe who was the first, and it's probably Joe Meek with Telstar was one of the kind of first.
Yeah, wasn't
Tornadoes.
Telstar was a satellite, wasn't it?
It was a satellite that connected America and Europe.
Yeah. Satellite of Love, Lou Reed.
Satellite of Love.
Yeah, that count.
What about a bit of Radiohead? And that's a little bit of Sail to the Moon.
Apollo 9 by Adam Ant, which he released in 85 from the Viva La Rock album.
And we were just talking about A Moon-Shaped Pool. Isn't that their last album?
That's the last album.
Oh, that's
album,
some gorgeous stuff on that album.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's a brilliant album.
What a grower as well. It takes a while.
It is, but that's one of their best ever albums. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Loving it lately. And as well as that, can I just say, we've forgotten about Black Star, which is Bowie's last album.
Yes.
Which I believe was also an Elvis song, which was about, Black Star is apparently about death.
And it's also a Radiohead song. Isn't it from the band?
Oh yeah, Bless Black Star.
Here's one. Cal Thomas must have sent this one in. By the Light of the Silvery Moon from Doris Day of 1953. That has to be Cal doing that.
And it could have been the first moon song that we were looking for earlier on.
Okay, we also have a bit of public service broadcasting. The Other Side.
Apollo Control, Houston. 2 minutes, 50 seconds away from time of LOS now. Our distance away from the moon, 460 nautical miles. Velocity, 7417 feet per second. Here in Mission Control, we're standing by. There's certainly a great deal of anxiety at this moment. We acquire at 36 minutes. So at 68 hours, 55 minutes, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control.
Yeah, there's a...
Interesting.
It's from an album that's a concept album about the moon landings.
Yeah, I love the cult nature of it. It's kind of sort of Orson Welles-y or something like that, KLF, that kind of vibe off it.
Yeah.
See where it goes. I listen to that after.
People say Blue Moon.
Yeah, of course.
It's Amore, when the moon hits the sky.
Okay, crowbar that one in there. Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to the end. We're not giving picks of the week or anything this week. A number of people are asking where it is or does it not qualify, but we've gone for our main moon space song to be Elton John
and Rocket Man, obviously given brand new life by the biopic. But yeah, it's it was written by Bernie Taupin, and it's about everyone thinks the glamour of being an astronaut, you know, flying thousands of miles into the sky where no man has ever been before, and how sexy of a job it is. But this takes it from the point of view of the astronaut who has to go and do his job and leave his family.
Let's hear it.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
No, do we forget though, as much as I love that song, by the way, and I do love it, we forget that Bowie was a bit kind of annoyed because he thought that Elton had sort of ripped him off with the whole space Odyssey.
Well, actually,
thing.
Some people say that's not a song about space at all. It's a song about getting spaced.
Well, yeah.
Well, the lyrics are dodgy, you know.
We're out of time. I have to leave it there. Larissa Nolan and John Goodell, thank you very much for being with us as ever on The Last Word here on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.